1039 LI News Radio. News Radio. Your station for local news and information.
All right, this is a good topic at 822. Dr. Brad Radue, he is a professor of medicine over the University of Louisville. And we're talking smokeless tobacco. Should it be banned at the professional athletic stadiums? From Louisville, one of my favorite towns. Dr. Radue, how are you, sir? Welcome aboard LI News Radio.
Good morning, Jay.
Hope I got the name right. Is it Radue?
Sure. That works.
There you go. All right. You know, this is a good topic. I mean, could it soon be illegal for professional baseball players to chew tobacco? I know Minute Maid Park down in Houston where the Astros play, I know their city council is considering this. So under the ordinance, it would be illegal. That's a Class C misdemeanor, by the way, for both the Astros and visiting players to chew tobacco at the venue. Some council members say the players are role models, setting bad examples for kids. Of the 30 cities that baseball has, around half of them have banned it as far as use in the stadium. I know under the collective bargaining agreement, Doctor, it was banned, if I'm not mistaken, for all new Major League players. So a little bit of a fight going on here. Dr. Radue, of course, we mentioned over in Louisville, he holds the chair in tobacco harm reduction research, and he's been involved in that and policy development regarding tobacco harm reduction. So this is a little back and forth that's been going on for quite some time here. You know, a perfect example is the Tony Gwynn incident as far as baseball players. A Hall of Famer, not with us anymore, passed away from a cancer that it did involve chewing tobacco there, Doctor. So this is a hot topic as far as Major League Baseball is concerned.
Okay, Jay, so number one, this is a national epidemic driven by the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. They want to ban smokeless tobacco, not only for players in every major baseball park, but they want to ban it for spectators. They want everybody not to use this stuff. So, you know, this is nothing but prohibition being driven by an extremist organization, the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Now, you mentioned Tony Gwynn, and Tony Gwynn, it was tragic. He had a tumor of his major salivary gland, the one that sits in your cheek and provides saliva for your mouth. He had a major cancer there, and it killed him. That was terrible and tragic. But that particular cancer has nothing to do with chewing tobacco, nothing at all. The epidemiology has never proven any link with that type of cancer and any tobacco product, including smoking. So, you know, it was tragic, but it had nothing to do with his chewing tobacco.
Doctor, could it have been a contributor, though?
You know, it's never been shown in many epidemiologic studies. So, I mean, it's just not possible to say that his chewing tobacco drove that mouth cancer. It's just the bottom line. It's just not there. There's no evidence. So, you know, again, it was unfortunate, but completely unproven.
Talking with Dr. Brad Radue, talking about smokeless tobacco. You know, where we are here on the island, you know, the big conversation has been vapes and e-cigarettes and nicotine, that type of thing. You know, the banning, taking it off the shelves. I mean, there are links as far as that's concerned, as far as the addictive nature of it. And, you know, listen, the harmful effects. We know with cigarettes and everything. I mean, are you a believer that cigarette smoking can cause lung cancer?
Oh, there's no question. We have decades of evidence that cigarette smoking causes lung and many other cancers, strokes, heart attacks, emphysema. I mean, we're talking 400,000 deaths every year from smoking. Now, when you talk about vaping, look, the chemistry of vapor is so less dangerous than the chemistry of smoke. And don't believe me. Believe the Royal College of Physicians, one of the most prestigious and oldest medical societies in the world. They have endorsed vaping for smokers who can't or won't quit with other products because it's so much safer. So there's a big movement, not only in Britain, but in this country. Smokers are switching to these vastly safer products. You know, Jay, it's the smoke. That's the key to all of the damage. Get away from the smoke. Nicotine itself is no more dangerous than caffeine. So we can have people using tobacco in far safer ways.
You know, Doc, I can't buy into this. I can't, you know, regarding smokeless tobacco. You know, there have been cases. I've been reading about them. People with sores in their mouth, bleeding easily, doesn't heal. A sure sign something is up. There have been incidents of a lump thickening in places, mouth and neck, that has led to some serious situations. There have been incidents of red or white patches in one's mouth that doesn't go away. That's a sign. Difficulty in chewing, swallowing, moving your tongue, jaw. Listen, these to me are all part of the equation of those who have smoked tobacco and thus are seeing what's going on right now in their lives. I mean, there are links. There are links to chewing tobacco and serious type diseases such as cancer that have certainly led people to believe. And listen, I know what you're saying here, but there are links here as far as cancers are concerned than chewing tobacco. There's no
Jay,
around it.
You got to give me some specifics if you're going to talk link. Because I provided you one specific. It was a federal study. All federal investigators, okay, and or investigators from several universities that were federally funded. So we're talking premier study here. They found that men who dip or chew tobacco had zero risk for mouth cancer in excess. No excess risk for mouth cancer over the regular population at all, period. This was a federal study, Jay. I blogged about it in my blog, Radu Tobacco Truth. So this isn't me making some unreasonable claim. These are federal researchers who have found this.
But, Doc, you're telling me, what about smokeless tobacco? What about heart disease, the links there? What about gum disease overall here? What about the oral lesions? You go online, you read about this stuff, other than cancer. What about these patches I was talking about prior, precancerous white patches in the mouth that I've read about?
Okay.
You're telling me, Doc, you're telling me there is no linkage at all as far as that's concerned to this stuff?
I'm not telling you, Jay. The federal research came up with that finding. It was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology. I mean, it was a top-notch scientific study. It's not just me saying this. It's federal researchers. Yet the federal government and many of the health organizations simply are denying it. And what you're reading online is simply not accurate. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming that everybody has been misinformed, including me, for many, many years. So this isn't something that's trivial. This is something very important. Now, you mentioned white lesions. Yes, if you use dip or chew, you're going to get a white area in your mouth. That is because the epithelium, the lining of the mouth, is putting down some extra layers, just like your hand puts down some extra layers if you've got a callus on it from using a tool. That's all that is. And the studies have never shown that that white area is more likely to move to cancer. The studies have never shown that. So, yes, we everybody almost who chews gets white areas.
Doc, I'm sorry. Can't buy into it. Just can't. Listen, it's the same link, carcinogens. Tobacco, oral tobacco contains chemicals that are known to cause cancer. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. That, to me, is a flag. If you have something that can cause cancer and it contains chemicals, you can't purport to say, you know what, the research doesn't show it. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you drinking coffee right now?
Doc, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm talking about oral tobacco, okay? Don't tell me about coffee. I'm talking about oral tobacco. It contains at least 28 chemicals that can cause cancer, okay? Let's face it.
It's the
doesn't matter. Listen, I'm not talking coffee, doctor. I am talking
oral tobacco.
Oral tobacco contains chemicals known to cause cancer, okay? It's the same stuff in the cigarettes, which are known to cause lung cancer. Not all. I'm talking there's some chemicals. I don't know how many. I forgot the number of chemicals. It's in the 20s. But listen, all I know
okay,
is.
I've done research on many of those 20 chemicals. We've published studies of many of those chemicals. And yes, they're there. There's no question about that. But there's cancer-causing chemicals in almost everything we eat and drink. The question is, are they there in sufficient doses that they actually cause cancer? And the answer for the smokeless chemicals is no.
All I know is those who switch from cigarettes to chewing tobacco, 5 to 6 times more likely to develop cancer than non-smokers. That's a fact. You can't tell me about coffee and eating and drinking cherry soda and everything else. Listen, we all know red dye number 2 and everything. Everything we ingest, we know there could be a cause of some sort of getting cancer. I am talking strictly of tobacco. Tobacco. The studies are in and everything else. You'd have to be out of your mind to even invite someone to try chewing tobacco, oral tobacco, knowing that it contains these chemicals that are known to cause cancer. You can't possibly think differently here. Listen, it's an ongoing deal, eaten by the clock here. Always up for good conversation. We thank you for coming on.
Great to be here, Jay.